Proclamation number 3971 of 8th of February, 1947. Heart. Temple of God. The fact that earthly life was given to you is a grace for which you must constantly be grateful to me. Even if suffering oppresses you and you have no earthly joys to show for it. It is only a phase of short duration in which you can reach the degree of perfection if you live correctly on earth. But in order to use a gift of grace correctly, you have to be properly instructed by the giver as to how he wants this gift of grace to be utilized. Otherwise, no advantage would accrue to you and you could not be held responsible either. Hence the knowledge about it must have been made accessible to you, and therefore I must speak to you directly or through my servants on earth. And you must listen to me or pay attention to the words of my servants, because the knowledge of my will cannot be conveyed to you otherwise. For even the written word originated from me and will only become comprehensible to you if you acknowledge me and want to be taught by me. And where you receive my word from me or from my servants on earth, I myself am present in spirit and I speak through the mouth of a human being. Thus the place must also be blessed where you let me speak to you, where you listen to my servants to whom I put my word into their mouths. As soon as a human heart desires to take notice of my will, otherwise you will not be able to make full use of the grace of earthly life. But now my will also has to be followed and my word has to be lived out, by which the human being puts himself into the state of hearing my voice directly within himself. Then he can mentally question me everywhere and at any time and he will receive an answer, for his own heart has become the place where I am present and instruct him. And since my direct word guarantees purest truth and profoundest knowledge, he will truly not need to receive the knowledge of my will elsewhere. Then his heart itself will have become a temple where I dwell and can distribute spiritual gifts. And as soon as the human being has made himself into a temple of God, he needs no other places to receive my word. Then he calls me to himself through heartfelt thought and I'm present wherever he dwells. Therefore, all of you, let your heart become God's temple. Let me myself enter you and open your heart to me if I not can desire entrance. Once you have heard my word through my servants on earth, which makes my will known to you, and you endeavor to live according to my will, you make an effort to open your heart to me and prepare yourselves as a house of God. And if you are of good will, I will help you, for with my love and grace I am constantly with you, my living creations, to whom I gave life in order to lead them to perfection. Amen.